I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the divinity within that you yourself have just claimed a moment ago. We remind you that you are sacred. And the very reason that you are attracted to the messages of Kryon at all is because of the sacredness that exists within you, that divinity that exists within you. If you were not sacred and divine, these messages would go out and go nowhere. But the fact that you have tuned in to the love that comes pouring through to you from Kryon is because you have that same sacredness, that same divinity within you that recognizes it. So these affirmations given to you this day is so that you remember your own divinity on a daily basis. For indeed you are divine, you are loved beyond measure. You are the precious jewels and treasures that have come to Earth to make a difference in the whole of the galaxy. And let us now enjoy the love, the hope, the benevolence that comes to us from Kryon.
Is the future of Earth going to get better or worse? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. How many people are telling you how horrible things are? How many are telling you that the future is going to be worse than ever? Let me look around you. Look what's happening on the planet they may see. They may say that there's no hope at all. This is very, very common. Of course, it always has been. And in a darker energy of this planet, there was a lot of it that was absolutely so. Dysfunction. It begats dysfunction. One thing leads to another, and it evolves into itself, and it gets worse. This is the entropy effect. This is whatever it is in a system is going to go wrong eventually. What about this planet? What about right now? Dear ones, I'm going to give you information today that many of you have heard before. We want to talk about the future, of course. This is New Year's Day as this program is being presented in this particular place on the planet, in this hemisphere. And it's common to have New Year's resolutions. It's common to look at the future. What does it mean? Where is it going? What's going to happen? There are so many who turn to those in the channeling world and say, tell us what's going to happen. I have another channeling coming, where I'm going to ask you if you can change the future or if the future is even known or what to do with it. So I'm going to hold on that one until next week. But for now, I would like to give you an example that I have given many times. And that is the fact that this particular energy of this particular moment of time is different from any other this planet has ever seen. And that is because of many things, but the predictions of this were always there. The indigenous predicted it thousands of years ago that right now would be a time of choice. This is from the indigenous. They saw it from the stars, dear ones. The stars are, you would say, a very common subject to look at and to see and what the energies are. But they looked at it from a bigger picture. They saw the precession of the equinox. They saw the end and the beginning of a cycle. And so many of the indigenous had a cosmology that worked in cycles that all seemed to culminate to right now. What's your prophecy? What is your spiritual prophecy? What did your church tell you would happen in the year 2000s and beyond? They said perhaps it would be Armageddon, perhaps it would be something else, but it wasn't very pretty, was it? These have always been changes that would occur about now. Dear ones, you are in the now of the change. And so we ask the question again, what's going to happen in your future? Is there reason to look at it differently than you did before? And here comes that which I have told you before to look at. Your history has stayed in a loop because the consciousness of the planet never got higher. Your history has stayed in a loop. And many of you have represented this by the term history repeats itself. And you'd be right. And it does. Over and over. War gives you more war. And it never seems to cease. You may have spaces between the wars, but it always seems to return to that. And this has been even your world, your grandfather's world, and his grandfather's world. Your mothers and their grandmothers all participated in their way, but it was a repeat, seemingly, of the same old dysfunctional energy that never got any better. You sing about peace on earth because that's what you want. You never got it. No matter how many times or how many generations, sing the songs, let there be peace on earth. And there never was. I want you to get ready for something. This is a new energy that's never been here before, carrying attributes that are not just hopeful, but actionable. There are things happening, not only that which is within you, there are things external to you, we're going to talk about them this month, that actually play into the future you are now starting today. Actually, you started it before today, but it's a good time to talk about it on New Year's Day. I told you to think of a train track that went in a circle. I've used this for years as a representation of an old energy that never changes. And you want it to, but you can't help it because it never changes. I mean, the track is a circle, so you're always going to go around, around, around. And suddenly in this energy, as prophesied, that circle breaks. And there is a new siding, a track which you have decided to take as humanity. And that track is all by itself going forward, not in the circle, but to somewhere else. You can't see where it's going, but it's somewhere else. And that's the one that you have just started to take. You've actually been on that track now for perhaps 15 and 20 years. Things go very slowly, and you're starting to see and feel the changes. Some of you have seen them in your society. What's permissible, what's not, what's acceptable, what's not. Manner of things that are changing right now, integrity, transparency, you're seeing it. And yet you're reported in the news, it isn't there. The only thing you get on the news are the bad things that are happening on the planet. You realize that, don't you? So it's hard to get a feel of where this planet really is until you turn off the media and go inside and say, what is truly happening here? What is happening? I will tell you, there are a whole lot of angels showing up. There's a lot of light on this planet starting to imbue itself into so many souls in so many ways. There's so many who are looking at revolution in so many different ways, right or wrong. They want change. Now, humans have always wanted change in hard times, but the changes usually gave them harder times. And I'm not talking about politics. I am talking about the light and dark balance and quotient of this planet. It has moved toward the light significantly, and the snowball is starting to roll. And you cannot stop it. that snowball we featured before so many times on this particular program is not fortune telling. You're not a fortune teller when you say what's in the snowball that might get hit. You're simply stating the obvious when the snowball is rolling, and it is. Let's call it what it is, the snowball of hope and the snowball of light. We gave you a prophecy last year that these 24, let's call them the mastery chromosome set. That is your 24th pair of chromosomes, which actually biology never saw or thought you had. But you do have, it is a multidimensional pair that is starting to come and activate itself for so many reasons. It's working with the planet. It's working with that which is your soul. It's working with others. It's starting to open up. What is in it? It's mastery instructions for the old souls coming into this planet. That's one of the big things that's starting to happen. For those who reincarnate differently, we've told you that. You're watching a spiritual channel. If you don't understand what I'm saying, or you don't agree with it, you're in the wrong place. I am telling you there is hope for this planet in esoteric ways that have to perhaps be explained, and we have many times. There is more than hope here. There are changes already going on within many, many lives that never were on the old circle track, that only could have occurred on the new track that you're on. There's light at the end of this, what you think is a dark tunnel. And there are those on this planet who want to keep it dark, and you know what I'm talking about, that want you to stay in fear, that want you to go back to the old ways, and they would love to have another war. Dear ones, these are the ones who will not win this battle, but they want to. They say, let's not change anything. We had a good control over it when they were in the dark and they couldn't see what else was there. And what else is there is majesty. It's bright. It's beautiful. This is the potential future of this planet, and we have been here since 1989 to tell you that exact thing. And that is why we came, and that is why we're here, and we'll continue. And we'll continue. Dear ones, I am in love with humanity for this reason. You are on track. You really are. And so it is.